30 years ago, the Art Ensemble of Chicago was one of the groups that shook up modern jazz. With its blatant Afrocentrism, marchy anthems, and new improvising strategies, the quintet's lineup was stable for 23 years, until saxophonist Joseph Jarman quit in 1993. Then trumpeter Lester Bowie died in 99, reducing the band to the trio of Roscoe Mitchell on reeds, bassist Malachi Favors, and drummer Don Moyer. The Art Ensemble has two new CDs out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says neither is great, but one is better.
Back in the 1960s, when free jazz in New York was often about playing long, loud, and frantic, Chicago's new wave came up with an alternative so radical it was like pushing the reset button. The Art Ensemble in particular fostered a style of quiet and spacious improvising with a mysterioso atmosphere. Using flutes, small percussion, and noisy toys, they could suggest, say, the ritual purification of a performance space, the innocence of childhood, and sardonic commentary on either notion. It was an amazing feat of ensemble tone. That was just one thing they did well. But starting in the 1980s, the Art Ensemble's records began to dip in quality till they seemed more about the deal than the music. On a meeting with pianist Cecil Taylor, they circled each other like wary boxing promoters. As the band recorded and toured less and brought fewer good tunes to the table, the quiet pieces and long African percussion jams started sounding like time fillers. Their two new CDs have more filler than cafeteria meatloaf. This music comes from the Art Ensemble of Chicago's The Meeting on Pi Records, which I'd give the edge over their other new CD, Tribute to Lester, recorded earlier for ECM. That one is for the bare-bones trio the band had shrunk to after Lester Bowie died. The Meeting brings back to the fold Joseph Jarman and his arsenal of wind instruments, making the quartet sound almost like the real deal. There was always good creative tension between Roscoe Mitchell's tense and angular saxophones and Jarman's looser, bluesier style. He defers to Mitchell a bit too much, but Jarman did bring one rousing tune, Hail We Now Sing Joy. Comparing the two new Art Ensemble records, The Meeting has the better atmospheric music, the better filler, if you will, and the catchiest number on either disc, Roscoe Mitchell's Tech Ritter and the Megabytes. It sounds like Mitchell recorded the bass saxophone line first, then picked up his alto to spar with Joseph Jarman on top. I like how drummer Don Moyer crosses a hip-hop beat with a jazz shuffle. I wish there were more gleeful music like that on either new Art Ensemble of Chicago CD. It's obvious the ensemble is more a business than musical enterprise at this point. Roscoe Mitchell, now the band's dominant figure, sounds more committed to other groups he leads these days. But then, Lester Bowie once said, established musicians can always find work, even in decline, because people will pay to see what you've deteriorated to. So maybe Lester would have wanted it this way.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Sun-Times, The Absolute Sound, and Downbeat. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.